And you know, we haven't had a whole lot of 100-degree temperatures, but it sure is going to be coming our way over the next few days. You know, I was talking here a little bit ago about a gentleman I want to talk to, and we've got him on the phone from Los Angeles, a Nicodemus, Kansas descendant, Robert Brogdon III. Howdy, sir. How you doing this morning, Robert?
Hey, Bob. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing very well this morning.
You know, it's such a pleasure to be visiting with you. And, of course, you know, we have a local gal, Carla Bates, down in the Hill City area, setting all this up. As you are, well, welcome to the Middle of America, for starters. You're a director and producer, you know, from the Kansas region in Los Angeles. And you've been performing and guiding performances, you know, as a director. And the cool thing, empowering voices of others as a producer. And let's talk about your background, for starters, and the reason you're coming to Nicodemus. Welcome to the radio. Take it away, sir. Talk about yourself. Let's see what you've been up to.
Thank you. Yeah, Bob, I appreciate it. So I'm bringing the short documentary, Robert and Billy, which is sort of a documentary love story set there in Nicodemus about my grandparents, Robert Brogdon and Billy Bates, who actually met there in the township hall of Nicodemus over 60 years ago. So I came out and shot some interview footage with my grandfather several years ago. And when I came out and shot those interviews, he was working as a maintenance man at the township hall there at the Nicodemus National Historic Site. And so he was the caretaker of her memory, I mean the actual memory of my grandmother, but also the literal caretaker of this building where they met. And I just found that to be so poetic, and I found so many moments like that, those beautiful poetic moments in his recollection of her. So the film that I'm bringing out for the homecoming celebration this coming weekend is a reflection of all of his stories, and you know, he reflects on the life and the love that they shared together.
And you won at the Castle Rock Film Festival back this year, I believe it was this year, maybe last year, you won the Best Documentary for the presentation, Robert and Billy, that you're bringing to Nicodemus. Was that this year?
That was earlier this year. It was such a surprise and a pleasure to win that award and to have the recognition. I mean, really, when I came out to shoot a lot of this documentary footage or a lot of this interview footage, I just thought it would be for posterity. I thought it would just be for myself and my family and maybe for some, you know, additional Brogdon family descendants. And as I looked back over it in the edit, I realized how broad the story was and how this could really be something that so many people could enjoy. And so to have that culminate in stuff like this, being able to screen at homecoming or to win these awards, has been a real honor. I mean, just such a pleasant surprise for me.
Well, you know, it's always love what you're doing, creates great things. And, of course, as you mentioned, you won that Best Documentary this year out of Castle Rock Film Festival. And you've also won awards at the Tribeca Film Festival, the Austin Film Festival, and the Student Academy Awards as well. You know, what a career. You know, you must love what you do. When did you get started doing all this?
Oh, I mean, filmmaking has been something that I've done my entire life. I mean, I only started to focus on it as a career a little under, I would say 7 or 8 years ago, I think. But it's something that, you know, when I realized I wanted to do it as a career, it was kind of a light bulb moment, because I've been making videos and films with my friends, you know, in the backyard and directing them and just little comedy things since I was little. I mean, it's just one of the things we would do. You know, during the afternoons after school, we would get together with a video camera and just make silly stuff. So again, once I realized it was what I wanted to do, it was such an aha moment, because, as you said, I was doing what I loved, and it just slid into place perfectly.
You know, it is a pleasure to have you on the radio here today in Phillipsburg, talking about the upcoming homecoming, the annual event. It's such an important part of our history in America. And, you know, it's going to be held Thursday through Saturday there with the homecoming of Nicodemus. And as you mentioned, this showing, Robert and Billy, your award-winning film about your grandparents, is going to be shown Saturday. And it will start from 5 until about 7:30 at the Nicodemus First Baptist Church And I'm sure you would love to have as many folks that can make it come see and help celebrate the history, the rich history of Nicodemus and that sort of area.
Yeah, it's going to be great. There will be several screenings. I'll be participating in a talkback session, so there'll be some questions and answers. And my film is one of several that will be screening during this screening process. There will be some other documentary work that will be screening in that same block, as well as a trailer for the highly anticipated Ellis Trail to Nicodemus documentary, which is directed by Angela Bates, who is another very important Nicodemus descendant and caretaker of the Nicodemus story. And so I'm very excited to be screening alongside. It's just such a rich cultural space. I mean, Nicodemus has so many stories, and it's great to see other documentarians and filmmakers beginning to mine, you know, all of this history and all of these stories. So that will be a big block of films, actually, that I'll be screening alongside my film, the Ellis Trail to Nicodemus trailer, and, you know, some other documentary work about Nicodemus as well.
Wonderful. Well, again, it's coming up this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in our neck of the woods, as they say, literally out here in the middle of America. What a great story. The story of Nicodemus, all the descendants, and, you know, you descendants like Cooper, Frankie, you know, Cooper Bates there.
Yeah.
Good old Frankie. Yeah, you know, after I talked to him last week, we're going to talk to him again this week. A lot of folks came up and said, hey, I remember him. You know, it's surprising the amount of people that remembered Cooper. And, again, I want to thank Carla for letting me have the opportunity to visit with you. Robert Brogdon III, a.k.a. Bert. And, of course, you're a director-producer from Los Angeles coming out to Nicodemus. Any final comments before we let you go today, sir?
Just appreciate everyone for coming out to check out the film and all of the films. I mean, really, all of Homecoming Weekend is so worth a visit. I mean, the parade, the watermelon feed, I mean, everything. It's worth a full trip out if you can make it and see all that. I would like to also echo you in thanking Carla. Carla is doing so much work to put this all together. She put together this interview and putting together Homecoming in general. I just appreciate it so much, as well as Robert Alexander, Angie Bates, all of the people who are working hard to make Homecoming a success. I really appreciate the work that they're doing, and thank you, Bob. Appreciate you having me on this morning.
You know, anytime, and I look forward to continuing to follow your career. So this will not be the only interview we do. We're going to be doing them in the future as well.
And, well, in the meantime, absolutely. Looking forward to it.
You bet, and thank you so much for taking time. Robert Brogdon III being with us here today. I look forward to the next time, sir.
Me as well. Thank you very much, sir. Talk to you soon.
You are welcome. You bet. Robert Brogdon III with us here this morning. And again, he invites you to come to Nicodemus, heading toward the weekend.